Sherman Creek Grange Hall site. The National Grange of the Patrons of Husbandry was founded in 1867 to provide social and cultural benefits for isolated rural communities. This movement grew rapidly and became a political force representing farmers' interests. The Sherman Creek Grange was organized in 1910, and the Grange Hall was ready for use on this site in November of 1911. The first hall burned in 1929. The second hall burned in March of 1962, shortly after this grange had surrendered its charter. For 50 years, this had been a center for community gatherings. Many of our family have been members of the Grange. Uncle Harrison Reed writes about some of the fun had at the Grange Hall. The social life of the community was centered around the church and Grange Hall, with the Grange-sponsored Christmas treat and party with the three schools furnishing the programs, and it was looked forward to by all. Also, the old-time dances at the Grange Hall, with music by the Scott family, John Ford, Bertha Roper, and Nancy Allen. The highlight of these was the St. Patrick's Day dance, the last of the season, with Tom Roper, Joe Auberton, and myself calling the squares. Usually we'd get home in time for the morning chores. Russell's wife, Bertha, also remembers the Grange Hall. Around 1920, a few cars began to appear. The man that ran the theater in Kettle Falls had a Model T, and he came over to the Grange Hall twice a month and showed movies for a while in the summertime. They were silent movies, of course. He jacked up the back wheel of his Ford to get power for his machinery. Pause the audio recording here and make your way to the next location, the Garden Valley Church and Cemetery.